tell him that, I wonder if he doesn't, just tell him Ramsey loves him. Just tell him to tell Ramsey sometime, have him out to dinner or for them to get together at coffee and tell him what he likes and thinks and talk freely to him so Ramsey can advise me. I'm looking for good, loyal men that are able and that won't get me in trouble. And I need some, even I need some in my own state.
He's kept me out of luck, but he kept me out of more if I'd followed his advice. And he planned the strategy and the timing on the both the Padre Island and the GI Bill. My main two bills have gotten passed in 9 years here.
Well, that two you're going to always be proud of, I can sure tell you that. What you better do, Ralph?
What's the timing when the first time couldn't be passed, and others said now's the time. His timing's invaluable in watching, talking with AAs, talking with legislative assistants, with committee staffs, and having them to help us.
We'll work out fine something for him that will really please him. Now, you better get hold of, you get back here from your trip, you better get hold of Lady Bird and y'all better work out something on Padre Island. She's got your Rio Grande and she's got her raft hung up down here.
She's really had a trip. I read about that in Fort Davis. Gosh, if I hadn't been, they'd invite me to Fort Davis, people there. If I hadn't been going to Australia, I'd been out there. You know, Slick Rutherford and I authored that bill in the House and Senate.
Yeah, I know it. Listen, I was awful sorry you can't go to Mexico.
I am too. I'd like to.
I fudged on you and on about two or three of the congressmen, Henry and De La Garza, I guess it was. I told them I'd let them go because they're Mexicans and let you go because you're joining Senator. Well, and then I'm going to take Montoya, too. But I'm going to take Secretary Rusk. And
when I go down there, if I just keep my mouth shut, they talk to me in Spanish, they think I'm a Mexican. As long as I don't say anything, I get by. They're astonished when I can't speak Spanish.
All right. We'll get the FBI after these, and they ought to make some progress at the bar while you're gone. And
now, Mr. President, on those two district attorneys, did Jack Valenti get the call?
Yeah. Oh, he's over here. You keep them all bribed. I think you and Billy Salas just paid my folks like Jake Jacobson and Jack Valenti. He was in talking before you got off the phone. Bless his heart. He's for the folks. I'm sorry. Anyway, we got to... Jack's a fine little fella, and I just love him. Bless his heart. He's always trying to do something. Jack to help me, and he's helping you. I don't know. Let's talk about that. I don't want to be...
Put that boy's name up if it was embarrassing.
Well...
I told him I put his name up. Lucy Baines was his campaign manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Purcell's office, and I thought
yeah.
It was all right with her. I'd said his name down.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't, let's talk about it and you get back, and we'll talk about the Houston thing. We'll work it out. You and I are not going to have any difficulty. We just got to debate it out, and like two old women, we got to talk about all of our problems, and then we'll get together when the time comes. We want to be fair. I think you'll have a pretty good outfit here. I want to check and see what I hear from on the Roberts thing. And
you and I, on the original names we submit, are not the same always, but there's one thing in common. I like to talk with you about these. We put up liberal judges, both of them.
That's right. Well, we want
to get the most liberal judges we've ever had while you're president. This is God.
Told old J.R. Pardon today I'd make him an ambassador, but he said he thinks he's getting a little too old. I said he's over 70, and I want to give him some good big country.
He's a vigorous. I didn't realize he's that old.
I offered Jay Taylor. You got any? Jay Taylor been after you, or you got any? What would you say about Price Daniel? Now he's going to raise hell about a judge. He wants to be judge. You know
right.
That? Yeah, we used up all of our judges, haven't we?
Used up the judges.
He wants.
I got two more. You got two more for those next ones, Mr. President.
Yeah. Well, now listen.
I've got no animosity to Price, but gosh, he's not high up on the totem pole.
Well, now, what would you say about making Shivers an ambassador, Ray?
Well, I think you ought to save that to John Tower after Carvey.
John is giving us hell out in the, he's Thailand. He said we stopped him. But Lodge is one that did that, his own Republican. Lodge came in and stopped everybody. He said, don't let anybody come. It's too damn delicate that they're marching on the embassy right now, and I can't take care of any more than I got.
Well, I guess Sarah thought if he got down there and got his elbow nicked, it didn't hurt too bad, it'd be elected.
Say, Ralph, we're going to have trouble on that conciliation service. You know, I got a reorganization, and I'm moving the conciliation service from Commerce. I've got this fella, Connor.
Mansfield told me today that Javits is going to get up a Republican on the other side and ask me to vote with you and him. And I said, well, Mike, it's awfully embarrassing. I've made a speech the other way. He asked me, he said, it's desperate. We might lose. And I said, well, I'll vote with you.
Well, Connor doesn't want it, and Connor doesn't understand the Negro, and any problem I've got with the Negro, I have to, whether it's at Selma or whether it's in Texas or where it is, I have to go to Nick Katzenbach and Ramsey Clark and John Doerr and this young boy Roger Wilkins. And
they're all friendly to the Negro.
And the Negroes, every one of them, want it in the justice. I had them all in, Martin Luther King, Roy Wilkins, Whitney Young, every single one of them.
Some of them can say it's not conciliation, it's the policemen.
Well, that's what they got. They got the assistant attorney general over in charge of civil rights. And it's just like they got parole boards, and they got other immigration services, not a prosecuting thing. Attorney General doesn't have to be a prosecutor on everything.
Mr. President, I'm going to vote with you on that. There's just one thing I don't want you to, please don't ask me to vote for.
What's that?
I'm going to bring it up because it's all in good spirit, of course. As you know, we're friends. Mr. President, that's on cutting this educational fund.
Oh, well, that's
I think we just got to.
You can do whatever you want to. But you know what the facts are? This year, I will spend $10 billion on health. When I became president, November 1963, we were spending less than 4.9 something. I have doubled the health. This year, I'll have 10.2 on education. When I became president, we had 4.75. I have doubled that on education and health. So on health and education, two items. I've gone up $10 billion in 2 years.
Mr. President, I think that's to your great credit. I think there's going to be two of the greatest things in your whole record as president, particularly the education. Health is humanitarian, but that education you're building the nation.
Well, that's what we do. But what I've done, I don't know. May be wrong. May just be wrong. You educators up there on that committee know about it. It's not a matter of deep feeling with me. What I did was this. They told me that on the land grant college formula and on the impacted school area formula, that cities like Houston and Dallas and Alexandria over here. Under this formula, they get a far greater advantage than they ought to under impacted school area formula. And they tell me that the land grant college formula is an outdated one. And we ought to, while we're putting more money in with higher college education this year, the time to correct the formula and cut it out is when you're putting more money in. I'm cutting out $11.5 billion on higher education, but I'm putting 150 in those same institutions. I'm cutting out 200 on impacted area, but I'm putting in 600 in those same districts. But I'm putting it in under the poor formula, and we want the poor kids to get under that elementary school formula. Now, nearly everybody's against me on it. I don't think I've found a man that's for me. But that was the way it was reasoned out with me. Now, what I'm going to do, when you all put it back, when you put this 150, I was going to give the higher education, these land grants, 150. When you put your 12 back in, I'll just give them 135. Instead of the 150 I was giving them, I can fund what I want to. I just won't fund it. If you put the 200 back on impacted school, you can satisfy your folks, I guess. Then I'll try to cut 200 off of my 600 for those districts. Because what they're doing, Ralph, I'll have 150 15 or 20, I'll have a deficit so big that they'll beat every congressman if I'm not awfully careful. You take the civil service boys. They're going several hundred over me. You boys in the Senate got to make that bill start January the 1st. They made it in the House July the 1st. Then they say they'll compromise it and work it out October or November. But they're going to be several hundred million over. And then the trouble is, Mendel Rivers is waiting, and he's got a bill that will follow the same line for the veterans. So I'll have $1 billion right there over my budget. And I've got to watch these things. And if I've got to be whipped now, and in the language of the street and the bar room, if I've got to be rolled, I want to be rolled on education. I didn't get very mad at you because you whipped me on GIs. I just said, well, we'll take 100 so million here, and we'll work it out, and we want some hot spot ones, and I talk to you in a kind of a whisper. And then when you got tough and belligerent, and you just ran over me while you passed it 99 to nothing, and that showed I believe I could have got two boys to have gone fishing anyway.
I want to thank you for not twisting any arms.
But I'm still
I
got...
I realize that unanimous vote that there weren't any arms twisted in the fence.
We'll look here, and I'll get these things gone, and I'll get you this little film to take to Ed in the morning. When are you leaving? Thursday morning, isn't it?
Tomorrow. We leave tomorrow. We
what
leave
time? Closer.
We don't leave until about... we picked up at 3 o'clock.
All right. I'll get it up to you in the morning.
Well, I got Ed one or two little
trinkets. Well, you tell him that we get the finest reports you nearly ever saw, and based on what he's doing, I'm trying to get another friend, old Jew Parton, to go to take a job, and I try to get old Jay Taylor. Jay said he got to talk to his wife. When you go to hide behind your wife, I think you're in trouble.
I'll tell you, J.R. Parton, you wouldn't find a better one in the nation, in my opinion, than him. He's already had to train, and Ed's had to train as he goes. J.R. has already had it in that mission between... have you been in his office, seen those flags there?
No.
He was one of the British commissioner, an American commissioner, and a French commissioner, went to Russia with the Russian. There are four flags on it. There are four men worked out and agreed on German reparations at the end of World War II. He was one of that four inter-allied commissioners.
No, I didn't know
worked
that.
Out in Moscow for months. That fellow's a diplomat.
Ralph, now our farmers think we're not doing well by them because I'm telling people to use selective buying and to be careful. Now what's happening is they all these consumers are after me in the cities, and they control the Congress these days. So I've got to say that price is kind of leveling off till I get my Indian wheat bill through, because I got $1 billion of surpluses. I'm going to get rid of 500,000 bales of our cotton. I'm going to get rid of from 3.5 to 6.5 million tons of wheat, where it'll be right down to where we want it. And I can't say that I'm going to do that and prices are going to rise. I got to play it the other way. If I do, I'll lose all those consumer votes in the House. So you just let them know that this is the best thing that's happening to them. Whatever our speeches say is to get rid of this stuff.
I'll talk to them groups away from the press down there, and I'll get that chance.
That's
doing the right thing, but if you go to bragging about it, we'll get voted out, we'll lose this Democratic Congress.
That's exactly right. Now you tell Australia, too, that we sure do appreciate what they're doing to help India. They're sending a little wheat.
I've got that note you gave me, and I'll write this on. I'm going to take that with me.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
President, yeah. It's certainly a pleasure to get to talk with you, and I'll give our mutual friend, Ed Clark, your warm regards.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.